Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elsa. Hello, hello.
And I'm with Abby.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay, hey.
Welcome to the Monday episode, the first Monday episode of the year. This is not the news. We might talk about news, but it's not the news episode.
No.
News episode's on a Friday.
Yeah.
This is the chatty day where we talk about a topic or a particular story we want to delve into. I'm Irish. Marius is Danish. Abby's American. We talk about Copenhagen. We talk about whatever we want.
Yes, especially in this episode.
Yes.
Well, we'll try and keep it Copenhagen related.
Yeah. Scandinavia, Denmark. And if you listen to us through Spotify, thanks for giving us a review, because I'm assuming you're giving us a review.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen through iTunes, thank you so much for joining us there. And if you've been one of those wonderful people to write to us via any of those things, including email, copyandcopenhagen@gmail.com, you're on a list. And Abby,
you're only on the list, Owen, if you say it's not just Debbie and Roger, and then you say you want to be on the list, okay? Not everybody who writes to us is getting on the list, okay? But at first, when we started talking to each other a year ago and I started doing this podcast that you guys have already been doing, I was like, maybe just Debbie is listening, because Debbie was writing to us.
Yep.
And we found out, in fact, it's not just Debbie listening.
No.
It is. Not just, in fact, Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Marina, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, my friend, Mihai, Debbie's husband, Roger. That's the second Roger.
Still looking for the third.
Mariel. Oh, fuck.
Marade.
God, I really just have to write it out. I feel so humiliated. Savine, Rolf, the Danish journalist, Kurt, Ahmet, Clint, Priscilla, and Stephanie are at least listening to this podcast.
And thank you
wonderful.
For doing
thank
that.
Thank
you
so thank much. You. And for those who want to get involved, there's a deeper way. There's a deeper way to get involved now. You don't have to just email and say it's not just Debbie and Roger. No. You can become a Patreon.
That's right.
Yeah, we got Patreon. Copy in Copenhagen, Patreon. Check us out. Go on to the podcast. The page on Patreon. It's new. I haven't said this before. This is new to me. Yeah, you can see.
It's going great. It's going.
Where you can become a Patreon, and every month we put exclusive episodes out just for Patreons.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing this month?
We are going to take a bit of Danish culture.
Mm-hmm.
Abby found a film by the famous Danish director Bille August. He's maybe not so famous anymore, but once upon a time he won an Oscar for Pelle Erobreren, which was a great film. He's made a new film that is a top 40.
It's a top 10.
Top 10, sorry, in 40
in
countries.
44 countries.
It's in the top 40 pop
anyway,
charts.
We picked a movie that you can watch from wherever you are, because it's a Netflix film. It's on Netflix everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you want to watch it, you can,
yep,
beforehand, afterhand, whatever. You will still find our conversation interesting, even if you never watch the movie, because we will explicitly tell you what is happening in the movie. The movie we have chosen is called Einrugat. Einrugat, I think. Einrugat. I think that's how you say
even
it.
Even I don't know how to pronounce
and
it.
And I usually welcome feedback, and on this I don't. I think we are going to all pretend that's how you say it.
Yep.
It's the Danish movie with the cute guy from it's everyone's good looking, you know, and
it's a bit of a sexy period piece.
It's a sexy period piece.
Ooh.
And we're gonna watch it, and we're gonna watch the Queen's 40-minute special episode talking about the real life history of it also.
Mm.
Because I like to make it my job to watch TV.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do on the first episode of the Patreon that is exclusive for Patreon subscribers.
Yes. Yeah. And you can join that community. Next time you can suggest us what to watch, what to analyze, dissect, and comment on.
Yeah. Speaking of dissecting and commenting on, Abby.
Yep.
This is the chatty episode. We got the news on Fridays and the chats on Mondays.
Chatty.
What do you got? What do you got?
Okay,
what do you got?
I have a complaint. A big complaint.
Oh, Ryza.
Oh, it's a big. It's not about Ryza Quartz. No, it's about the lies that Denmark has told me and the lies the world is telling me now.
What the? Lies?
You look good in that hat.
I'm not wearing a hat. He's a liar.
That's her
you
hair.
Have a you have a purple hat. You have a purple hat.
The hat is on the table. Yeah, okay, we're all looking at the hat.
It looks good where it is right now. Let me just say that.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the thing. Yeah. I've had a few friends. It's the first Monday of the new year. Is that right? What was New Year's Day?
Monday was New Year's, yeah.
So it's the second Monday of the new year. I got a bunch of texts from people that I love, people that I respect, saying things like, "Hey, Abby, did you go around throwing plates at people's doors this New Year's?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?
I've given up drinking. I don't do that anymore."
I really was like, "I don't understand." And then people sent me a link to this article. It's in Vogue. And it says that it's like from a list of New Year's traditions around the world.
Uh-huh.
And it says Denmark. In Denmark, throwing old plates and glasses against the doors of loved ones is a ritual to kick out any of the old year's leftover negativity or bad spirits. At the stroke of midnight, groups collectively leap off chairs and into the coming year.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's ever fucking leaped off a chair in front of me. Nobody has ever thrown a plate at my door.
I've never heard about the throwing plate.
Nobody's ever accepted when I've thrown a plate at their door.
Jumping off a chair. Look,
He's showing me a picture of him jumping off a chair. Okay, Owen one time has jumped off a chair. That has nothing to do with this conversation. I just feel like, what? I got this. So this was a Vogue article. I think there were a couple other like roundup.
But why is this in Vogue?
It was like the article's name is, my friend Amy sent this to me. She's not on the list, so we don't think she's listening.
Okay.
New Year's Day traditions from around the world.
Okay.
9 New Year's Day traditions from around the world. And there's like one from Spain, one from
Day
Russia.
The grapes, right?
There was a picture of grapes. That's, it must be.
That sounds horrendous.
One from Japan.
What, you eat grapes?
They have to eat like 9 grapes in a minute or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound hard, actually.
Yeah, I don't... Marius, chill out.
You ever tried to eat 9 grapes in a minute?
Like a really watery grape?
Like a really watery grape.
You might drown, buddy. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
And I've spoken to some Spanish people. They say it's horrendous.
All right. So what do we know about this? Have you ever... What is this jumping off the chair thing? Okay, what I know about New Year's traditions in Denmark is that they go insane, these Danes, and they shoot fireworks at each other for an entire week between Christmas and New Year's. And it's like the most...
It is insane the amount of fireworks there were this year.
And also they just shoot them off in the street. I didn't think that this was a particularly bad year, actually. It was kind of rainy.
But it's also changed, but they've changed the rules a bit.
It's less, there's less time to buy them and to set them off.
So it used to be you could do it between the 26th and the 30th and the 1st, I think. And now it's like between the 27th. But I don't think that makes a difference at all because nobody's listening to the rules about it anyway. Mm. And it's crazy. And it's like it really... is so intense and explosions all the time. But for the first year, this year, my family partook because we had a visitor for New Year's who was Danish but is raising his kid in America. So he had never like done this and wanted to do it with his kid. So they went and bought like real live fireworks.
Mm.
I stayed inside with the dog. Mm-hmm. Watched from the window.
Oh, poor thing. Is he okay?
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay. I sang him Auld Lang Syne a lot of times with my ukulele, which aww. Is pretty cute, actually. I wasn't planning to say that on here, but look, guys, I got a heart.
He's a big old softy.
I'm a big old softy. He really liked it. I was surprised. He was like, okay. Okay.
That was a different vibe.
He
just
was
kept
like,
off.
Wow, slay. Okay, so... I watched it from out the window. That was really, it was fun to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, usually we just watch other people from out the window and are like, okay, all right, that's enough. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Mm. But this time, my 11-year-old, my 5-year-old, and this other 10-year-old were with their dads shooting fireworks off, and it was a little bit cute. Also, the way that they shot them off. So, when my partner shot off a firework because he's like a lovable, goof, he scampered away, and it was really like adorable body language. And then when this other guy did it, he just like walked calmly away, like swinging his arms.
Like walking away from an explosion, yes! Not looking back.
And he said
slow
to
motion.
Me,
he said
to me after when they came in, I like made fun of their various ways of walking away from fireworks. And he said, my grandfather set off bombs in the military. And he said, always when you're walking away from a firework, you need to walk calmly so you don't trip. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's good advice.
I mean, it's probably good advice, yeah. But it was a bummer. I was like, nah, you just took it down. You want me to sing you Auld Lang Syne?
I'm having a look here, and I'm seeing people on the internet saying, yeah, you throw plates at doors here. Marius, what's this about? You're the token Dane. You're meant to explain things.
No one has ever thrown plates at my door. Aww. I have not thrown plates at anybody's door.
Copenhagen@gmail.com. Email us, tell us, is this a thing? Have you thrown
plates? Did anybody throw plates at your door?
It says you keep the broken plates from the year and then you fuck them at a door.
But so how many plates are you breaking at a... You know what's funny? I saw, because I'm in a Free Your Stuff Copenhagen group where people post things like for giving away, and somebody did give away a bunch of broken plates, like right before the new year.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't even think it was for that. They were like, if anybody wants to make mosaics, and everybody like laughed at them. And I was like, that's cute. But maybe it was
everybody
that.
Everybody laughed at them?
Yeah, people were really mean.
How did you know they were laughing at?
Because they made a laughing emoji.
Oh.
Which Owen's like, how did you know?
You didn't meet them. You weren't talking to them.
I mean, they might not have really been. They probably weren't really laughing because it's actually like you're 11% likely, like 90% less likely to laugh actually out loud when you're on your own rather than with one other person. Your odds are increased like triple if you're with eight other people.
We didn't talk about the weather at all. Weather is insane.
What, you don't want my stats? You don't want my stats?
Oh, no, you got... I'm just thinking.
Yeah, those are my last stats. One time I interviewed a guy who has studied babies laughing. So
what?
I know real things about it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What was
the findings?
It was that even like from the time you're a baby, you're like way more likely to laugh at something you find. You find it the same amount of funny or entertaining, but you like laugh
when there's people
around, because it's communication. Laughter is communication. Okay, that's why.
Okay, well,
your shows.
I'm okay with that.
Fucking get it.
I got that.
You got it.
I got that.
Fucking Owen.
Look, I'm communicating.
All right, that's what I have to say. I guess you have nothing to contribute here.
No, very good. I have some thoughts. We had a New Year's party, and all we had was the what are they called?
Sparklers.
Sparklers, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was the level we hit.
Who's we? Who is he? Who were you with?
I was with a bunch of friends at my I actually bought my parents' apartment because they were out somewhere else.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And they have a bigger apartment than the one we were going to be in. So that was nice. And they also had a balcony. And so we all stood, well, some of us stood on that balcony because it was out in Venløse. It wasn't like crazy out there. It's very suburban, quite calm. So like on the actual street, there was nobody firing fireworks. But you could have had a nice sort of 180 and see sort of across town, fireworks going up. So that was nice. And we stood there with our sparklers and had fun. But it made me think about, and what you also said about this kind of like how setting off fireworks, it made me think of this Force Majeure film. Have you seen this? By this Swedish director, Ruben Östlund. He just made the Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just saw that. I saw that.
You like that?
Triangle of Sadness? Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing.
Yeah,
it
was a little rambly, but I kind of like that in a movie. You guys seen Downsizing? Love that one.
I hate that movie.
Met
rambly. Rambly. I
can't stand it. Can't stand
it. That is exactly the kind of movie I love.
A nice rambly.
Wow. Well, like
meandering, not really getting anywhere fast.
I think it was a perfect movie.
Wow. And no, I Matt Damon, where they downsized themselves?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? I rewatched it.
I would watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
three times, I think.
I remember that film as being magical.
Wait, where are you going with this?
My point was,
where are you going with this?
So force majeure is this idea about sort of some kind of accident happening, and then there's this man and his family, and when the lavine comes, he's at the ski resort, he just bails and leaves his family, right?
Oh, and it's okay.
This, when the lavine, what?
This called... What?
Levine? When Avril Lavigne comes?
Yes, when the Canadian synth pop singer Avril Lavigne comes and sings Skater Park. No, Avalanche comes.
What did you call it?
Ravine? What did I say? I don't know what I said.
I don't
Levine?
Know.
Lavigne? I think you said Avril Lavigne.
Write us in Copenhagen and tell me what I said.
This is like my favorite ongoing joke of the... Write us to Copenhagen. And settle our argument about which pop star.
I have to say, the most we get, somebody wrote on Spotify recently, and most of what we get people writing to us about is stuff we've said wrong. Most of it's like, actually, that was incorrect.
Oh, yeah. So I thought that I saw a really helpful one, and I usually don't.
Whilst you're looking for that, let me finish. This is so rambling.
This isn't your favorite movie, Abby. We're trying to keep on track here.
But shouldn't we talk about downsizing instead? I could do the plot of downsizing.
Okay, it reminded me of a time, New Year's Eve, when I was in Sweden. We had one big rocket we were going to launch. And when we put it in... Why is that so funny? We'd all invested in a big rocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we put it in a champagne bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a big rocket, so the shaft.
Yep.
Is that what it's
called?
Yeah,
sure.
Yep. We had to kind of...
The stick. Yeah.
Squeeze it into the champagne bottle a little bit.
Okay.
Like the opening.
Yeah.
Yes? Mm-hmm. It was a round hole and a square peg kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Anyway, we light it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't launch out of the bottle.
Oh no.
And we're not standing that far away. We're maybe 5 meters away. And it's me and my at the time girlfriend, and like we're six people, all couples. In this moment when it's like, oh shit, it's gonna blow, you know, it's all instant reactions, not thinking.
Well, this is where this arcs back to the first
fight or flight.
What kind of person?
So I remember taking. So I'm my girlfriend sort of next to me is on my left hand. I take her,
okay,
and I pull her.
Oh,
I'm thinking away.
Yeah.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
But I'm, and you know, I'm not thinking in this moment. So I'm just reacting.
Yeah.
So to be honest, I don't know if I was protecting myself or her.
What did you do? What happened?
I just pulled her away like this. But she's technically kind of looking at the rocket now. If the rocket is behind me.
No, that's to her being safer than you.
But she asked me afterwards. And I was like, no, of course. But then the rest of the evening, it was just playing on my mind. Did I save myself? Or did I save my...
This makes me like you even more.
I love her.
That's the kind of dreams I have.
Yeah,
that's like what we're talking about. Where it's like, I know I'm good, but then I did something so bad. And did I do
that
it?
That wasn't bad. What he did was good.
Yeah, but
it made me doubt it. I don't know.
That's the kind of person I want to have a podcast with. I want to have a podcast. The kind
you
of
might
person
not save me.
with the kind of person who thinks they maybe did a bad thing when they did a good thing. I don't know. It just makes me trust you.
Okay.
Because I think you did try to do a good thing. But I like that you can look at it and be like, oh, like, did I? I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah. Owen, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay, but that does remind me of this one time when I was on a farm outside of the city and I had this pig that was talking.
No! No, you're not getting away with it.
I'm on the phone with that one again.
Because I'm going to try to... I can't believe I remembered it in 2024, but I am going to try to sneak...
Yeah, this is a callback to 2023.
Sneak the plot of Babe Pig in the City into every episode as a headline. I am going to try moving forward. Okay.
I saw that, like, you know... did you watch... speaking of traditions, same procedure as last year. Did you watch it?
Do
you
watch glimpses because I was mid-cooking.
Are you talking about downsizing. Did I watch what?
Is that your procedure as last year watching Downsizing?
Yeah, I watch Downsizing every year. Every time it suggests on Netflix, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the one I
watch. There's a thing at like 20 to 12. Something like that. There's a show every New Year's, and it's called same procedure as last year, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wait, is that what it's called? That's what it's called?
I think so. Danish is called the Helfimsholsfulsa, so 90-year birthday, because it's her 90th birthday.
And it's the one where the butler goes around and takes the drinks.
Oh, I haven't seen this. I've heard of it, and then I just like fall asleep every time someone starts explaining.
But you know, it's German.
Yeah. It's a classic German. Yeah, I think it is an English written thing.
Yes.
And then
produced in Germany
yeah. and then become a hit here in Scandinavia.
That's like my life story. That's your life, produced in America. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's true.
Hit in Scandinavia, produced in Germany.
But so I was watching it this year, and somebody's like, oh, I don't like the ending. I was like, what do you mean? And you've seen it recently, right? Yeah, where she just takes him up to the room.
Yeah, same procedure as last year.
Yeah.
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
Yeah. And I was like...
I don't know what you're talking about. She gets
the butler pissed, right?
So there's a butler, and like he's
like going, he has to pretend to be all her friends.
Yes.
Okay. There's a butler.
They've all died. She's on her own. Yeah.
Okay. And so there's a big house, and there's an empty table, and it's all set up for a big dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the butler is her butler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And has to pretend to be all of her friends.
Yes.
And there's Admiral von Snyder. Yeah. There's Mr. Pinkerton.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And he takes her. There's like what five. Cheers.
Okay. He has to down a drink each time.
Yeah.
All right. And then he sleeps with her?
She invites him up. And she's like, same procedures.
Same procedures after. Same procedures every year, James. And then they go up and, It's very classy. It's a classy ending. We don't see it.
Yeah.
No, we don't. So, we don't.
Yeah. And he does give a little smile at the end. Like,
he does.
He likes it. He wants it.
Wow. Okay.
Might be his last
time. The art right strikes again. The critic's review is he wanted it. He was asking for it.
Did you see what he was wearing?
a maid's costume for a man. A butler's costume. Can you believe? What could be more sexually explicit?
Oh, I have done the most cliche New Year's resolution.
What's that?
Ooh.
Guess.
Dry January?
Gym?
No, it's even more cliche.
Oh, I don't
know. Stop smoking.
Oh,
wow, Marius.
Is that why you're a moody bastard?
Yeah.
That's so great. Hey, congrats.
So I'm going to need your help with
this.
Yes. So I need you to check in with me.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And keep me accountable.
I'm not drinking for 100 days.
100 days?
100 days.
I am drinking for 100 days straight.
Straight.
Well, I didn't drink all of November, or like not all of November, but from the end of October for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't drink for 2 weeks. And I'm really liking these longer stretches.
Yeah.
I've done like a year and stuff before because I've been pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've never done like that long as a choice. And Yul just finished a whole year. He just finished a whole
And he finished year. It with a bottle of tequila.
He actually didn't. He still hasn't had a drink. He's done. He like is going to at some point.
Yul is Abby's husband.
Yeah. And he hasn't broken it yet. Like he's like, I'm gonna, but I'm just waiting for the right, you know, yeah. I didn't want to, I don't know. That's so
it's,
cool.
It's becoming a thing.
I know, it's really a thing.
Getting off the drink is a thing
and
now.
And I like it.
My plan is to do dry February.
Okay.
Because I'm...
Because you're different.
Because I'm different. I'm going somewhere this weekend and there's going to be really good alcohol there. So I'm going to drink that. And then I have a friend visiting at the end of January. So I'm going to drink that too. And then February, I'm like, I can be dry then. I can be trying.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Plus, you hear more and more about like, and this is what it does, and this is what it does, and the young aren't drinking anymore, and it's not even cool anymore. I'm like, oh man, what about my youth? Can I get my youth back? Can I get those brain cells back?
I know. I do think like because I've done a couple of these longer stretches recently, I feel like at like 12 days, 2 weeks, the amount like the creativity that I experience is like. My high school self, like before I ever started, and I'm like that is why it's worth it to me.
When are you starting, or have you started?
I started like I pretended to take a drink at midnight so that January 1st was actually dry. Like I didn't want to like tell the person I was, because I didn't want to make them feel weird, because I was the only other person drinking that night.
Yeah.
So I was like oh yeah, cheers, and then I pretended.
Wait, so you drank on the 31st?
On the 31st, I drank until then, midnight.
And then until, and you stopped at midnight?
Yeah.
So you don't consider the hours before midnight as...
Because I'm trying to not...
Year,
no, I get it, I get it. Because sure,
I'm going to do 100 days. I'm going to do 100 days. And then I'm going to see, because I do feel really inspired that Yon quit for a year. And he did, it just wasn't a big deal for him. Like, and I think it would be a bigger deal for me. Like, I think of drinking, because drinking is like part of my... It's not life. Part of my job, but it's part of the culture of my job as a comedian. It's like very like entwined and whatever. I get offered drinks every day. I get, people are like, do you want this drink all the time? It's like, it's just different than his job as a physical therapist. No one's doing that.
You know what I mean? Thanks for fixing my knee. Do you want to
Let's have a little shot, eh? Yeah.
So, but there is a part of me that's like, maybe I will want to go all the year. And he accidentally didn't do that. He's like, because he drank. And I, so I had that in my head. So, because he like drank last New Year's. And then he was like, so my day really officially, my year officially ends on the 2nd or something. And I was like, I'm not making that mistake.
So what do I, okay, if you're giving up cigarettes, you're giving up alcohol. What am I? What I have to? What am I going to be?
Yeah. What are you going
to?
What are you going to give up?
Sex for a year.
A year. Another year.
God.
All right. On that note.
Hey, listen. You don't have to quit anything. All you got to do is stay
coping. Join us on Friday for the news. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.